Is something happening today?
No. What do you mean? Oh, yeah, your special's coming out.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Duh.
Oh, that's who that is.
Did you actually forget?
No.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, guys.
Did you actually forget?
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Big love.
Congrats.
Thank you, dude.
This was all me, man. I brought this all in here.
No, I know you were here up at midnight hanging all this shit up.
Yeah, oh yeah. Last night, too. Yeah, I was actually up all night.
You were hand-picking the thickest
These are painted.
Balloons.
These are actually hand-painted
oh,
by
wow.
me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, great detail on that.
I had to, I was practicing for like
years.
At least a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were waiting for this day?
Yeah.
No, thanks, guys. This is super nice. Yeah, my special's out.
Is it out right now?
Yeah. When this comes out, it'll be out.
Oh, yeah, but... As far as me right now.
No, it's not out.
It's not out, but it comes out today.
Yes.
At what time?
Today. October 24th, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on my YouTube channel.
Nice.
So go watch it. Brrr. Yeah.
Stop crying. Out right now. Brrr.
Dude, you should do West Side Guns ad-libs. Those are good. Noel, this is a lovely card from Ovi that says Noel Miller is special. And nothing inside it. Oh, is this it's like an invisible ink pen? You remember those?
Yeah, could be. Or like blue.
Yeah, blue light?
Blue light.
Yeah, just put a blue light on this. It's like, I fucking hate you.
Yeah, yeah. I hate this job. I hate this job.
Well, what's in here? Oh.
That is a bottle
of
your favorite
semen.
It is.
What does this say? Congratulations on coming out as Japanese. I didn't do that.
I think you kind of exposed yourself.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know, actually. No, but I was reading the comments on one of your promos.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, all right.
Come on, this got to be it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, now
it's
obvious. Is it?
Is it?
He could be pretending.
Is it obvious?
Yeah.
Am I fishing you again? We'll never know. This wonderful gin. Thank you. There's a card in here, too.
Is this?
In the bag.
Let's see. Sick.
Kino B.
Kyoto dry gin.
That's beautiful. Thanks, guys.
It's delish.
What is it? Did I mess that up? Kino B. How do you think you say that? Kino B?
I don't know. Are you trying to get me canceled?
No. I'm just curious. I thought you might know.
Say it in a racist Japanese accent.
Yeah, yeah. Do that Japanese voice you like to do off camera. Should I read this card out loud?
It's heartfelt, so you don't have to. But...
It's like three words. It's like, nice job, dude. Just says Noel, nice job, dude. Yeah, no. This is really cute. Hold on, let me read this live.
Wait, is this from you?
Thanks, Ryan. We're gonna fuck later.
What's up, guys? This is the TMT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
So-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
No, thanks everybody. Thank you for the love. Yeah, big day, big accomplishment.
Congrats, man. Huge.
Pretty
huge day.
You know, I'm just going to post it and then never read a single comment again.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. No, you can come back to it the next day and then read the most upvoted comments.
Yeah.
Because those are usually people being
unless
nice.
Unless the top-voted one's like, I hated this.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Yo, this was ass.
Yeah.
Yo, unsay this
stuff. Unsay this shit. Yo, we are going back to the open mics with this. Maybe that's that's what they need to start doing. Like, you know, with music, music listeners shame the fuck out of artists, dude. Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to lie. This is fire. That's like my favorite one right now.
We're going back to the suburbs with this. Saw that one on something recently. I was crying at that.
Unsay
this.
So good.
Yo, we are back at the open mics with this, dude. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's cool. I'm stoked. Now it's out there. And I get to start another hour.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Yeah.
You can come see me. I got dates.
Are you? Really?
Yeah, yeah.
But so wait, is all new shit?
Yeah, I'm going to start a new hour, but it's just, you know, it's every other weekend.
Yeah.
Just taking a little peruse out to the middle America.
Yeah.
To be like, do you think this is funny?
Nice.
And they'll be like.
No, but you're already writing it. Like you have.
Yeah, yeah,
you already have another hour?
Oh, no. I'll be working it out.
I see.
I got structures of it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But we'll see, man. We'll see, man.
We'll see, man.
Open wide. I'm gonna. Is it too early to talk about poop?
No, not at all. What do you mean? Too early in the day or too early in this episode?
In the episode.
No, we're fine.
Brother, went in on some Taco Bell last night and good God.
Yeah?
It was literally kicking my ass this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, when you flush, do you stay seated?
No. Wait. That's a weird question.
I know. I didn't think about this till recently.
Wait. Hold on. Somebody was telling me, I don't know how much I can say about this because I don't know if they've said it or whatever, but somebody was telling me that they worked with somebody that was from, or like their mom was from like Thailand or something like that.
Mm.
And so he basically was like, yeah, when you guys like, so they were talking about like shitting or whatever, and someone was talking about flushing toilet paper, and he was like, you guys don't flush your toilet paper, right?
I've heard this.
You fold it up and put it in the garbage can?
Yeah, I've heard this. Different cultures, different. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just like instinct. Maybe you grew up with bad plumbing or...
But then he got to America like as a child.
Yeah.
And just never learned how to do it, how we do it here.
Yes.
So it was just always folding up his toilet paper and throwing it in the garbage can and stinking up the bathroom. Yeah. But sorry, what were you saying?
No. Do you sit...
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
You...
No, I don't. I think I stand up. Yeah, I stand up. I turn around. I look at it.
Yeah,
and then I flush.
I noticed that, and then I.
What do you mean you notice it
about myself?
Okay.
Well, I noticed that about you. Yeah, I was just looking through your blinds. I was watching you dump.
Yeah, no, I noticed that the camera I put in your bathroom. I saw the swashing, and I noticed that.
Well, when I
hacked, do you do that? That's
when
weird.
I hacked your front-facing camera, I was like, "Why does he flush like that? So odd." when I tapped into your home security, I was just wondering, heat flush is kind of weird. Yeah. And then the heat map I installed in your floors, I noticed, you know, your head, I can just tell by the sensors. Anyway.
Heat map?
Yeah.
That would be the worst way of spying on someone.
No, you know when they're sleeping.
I have your walking patterns in your house.
I know where it's cold.
Yeah.
Well, then you know where
you
to
don't
hide.
You want to like, set up a camera somewhere?
No, you know where to hide when you want to watch them. You know, the coldest corner in the house, so you can sit there looking like a pile of laundry and just...
Yeah, that's true.
So I noticed this about myself, right? I went to flush the other day after taking a shit, and I'm just, you know, my arm, I still have a guard over, but I'm like, I might as well just flush this and, like, put my face over the bowl.
Why?
I was just laughing at... It's just, I think it's a weird thing to face your shit. When you're flushing it.
No, it's even weirder to flush and risk getting some water up on your taint and hole.
It's a bit of a catch-22, right?
And balls.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's awful either way.
It's all, yeah, it kind of is. No, but I kind of like looking at what I, like, seeing
my
work.
Yeah, you always got to look at your work.
Yeah, I like to see my work. It is fucking disgusting that we do that.
Yeah. dude,
but it is weirdly, like you're every time you're like, nice.
Yeah.
Even if it's a small one, it's like, I did that.
No, I get disappointed on small ones.
I don't.
I do.
Sometimes it's funny. It's like small and thin, but a lot of it. You know?
Small and thin. Do you have cancer?
You know, sometimes. Thank you. You know, speaking of
as your coffee
shits,
enema shows up.
Yeah, exactly.
What if you just put a tube on that and straighten your ass and then just like lay it on your side and just.
Yeah. Speaking of which, thanks, man.
Yeah,
just funnel that right in here. hold on.
Thin.
Sometimes you don't get like thin.
Long and thin. How thin are we talking, man?
sometimes like that thin. Dude. Sometimes it just like rushes out.
Okay, let me think about this. Show me that
like
girth
again. It needs to form in your ass.
Yeah.
In order for it to be like big and thick.
I really hope someone's eating curry right now. I know someone doesn't want to just stop their phone. Oh my god. Okay, wait. Show me that girth. You keep throwing it over. You're blocking it with your hand. Like,
okay,
like
picture
this.
Me taking a turd and microwaving it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Forgot all about this bit. Oh, yeah. A long time favorite. Okay. So picture I'm eating clam chowder, but then it's just my vomit.
Oh, man. Oh. And the clams are tonsil stones.
The bonus is going to be bad today. The bonus is going to be terrible.
Man. This is 2 weeks in a row we've done this. Yeah, we haven't done this in a long time.
I know. It feels so good.
Yeah, it really does. What was the thing? You ruined my...
Yeah, you ruined my Saturday. Oh, man. So picture a gravy bowl, and it's just diarrhea, and I'm pouring it over Thanksgiving
turkey. I feel like kind of shitty right now because I'm doing the marathon with Brooks, right? They sponsored me. They're like, they got me in to the race and everything. And so I'm like partnered with them now. So they wanted
Sorry, Brooks just sounds like a guy.
My
boy Brooks. he's tapped in. He got me into the you know.
Yeah.
I went to the door at the marathon. They were like, no more dudes. I'm like, what the fuck? Text my boy Brooks.
No, ratio's already fucked up in there. Text my boy Brooks. He got me right in. He's the best marathon promoter.
Yeah.
In New York, dude.
So you feel shitty?
No, okay, well, so they had to get some like promo shots of me in the clothes or whatever. So I was like, well, I go for runs at like 7. You want to come to my place at 7 a.m.? And they were like, sure. And I was like, that's fucking crazy. Yeah, they did that. And she pulls up this morning. I'm like, thank you guys so much for coming. She's like, no problem. She hops out of the car with a box of Timbits. And that's exactly the face I was like.
What are Timbits?
What?
What's a Timbit?
What?
What's a Timbit? Show me a Timbit.
How the fuck can you say that you're Canadian?
I can't really.
Timbits are the little donut holes from they're fucking like the Munchkins or whatever from Dunkin'.
Oh,
what do they call it at Dunkin'?
Dude, I'm barely Canadian. You know, I had Tim Hortons at 22 or 27.
Bro, I thought this was gonna be like as transcending for you as it was for me.
No, but anyway, childhood. All right, so childhood donut hole.
Okay, but do you like donut holes in general? How do you feel about holes just in general?
I love when a donut hole is just spewing, like when you bite into one, it just spews diarrhea onto your tongue. Don't you love when you bite into a diarrhea filled donut hole?
I love that, man. It's crusty on the outside.
That one got me. Ew.
You just got yourself. I did that last week. You did this time.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, dude. That's my Boston cream. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude. So, box of Timbits.
Okay, but I mean, I thought this was going to be like, you were going to be like, what? No way. How did she have those? Because that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
They're from Tim Hortons. Okay. It's like Tim Hortons' version of the donut hole, right?
Got it,
but
got
they're
it.
Like legendary in Canada. It's like Timbits. It's like the perfect snack. And so she pulls out this box of Timbits, and I was like, how do you, like, nothing not compute in my brain, you know? Because I was like, I don't understand. How do you have these? I wanted to ask so many questions at once, but I couldn't get it out. All I could get out was,
and then?
And then, so I was like, how do you have this? Turns out she flew from Vancouver last night, picked them up at the airport, brought them to me.
Wow.
And I ate the whole box on the way over here.
Oh, dude, no wonder you're fired up.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to crash.
I had the equivalent of probably 4 donuts
fucking
on the way over
load
here.
Up your insulin, bro. You are toast.
Yeah, dude. It's 5 more minutes I have.
Yeah, you're losing your left foot today.
Yeah, this is the diabetes episode.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah, so.
You're pumped.
I feel fantastic. I'm going to feel like ass in
Brooks,
5 minutes.
Where are my Timbits? Okay. I got Canadian blood. Wagwan.
Apparently not, dude.
I'm you know.
You say Wagwan?
Yeah, Wagwan. What you saying? Swear it down. Swear it down you didn't bring me Timbits.
I think that's British.
It is, but you know, it's Commonwealth.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually how Cody spoke when he was growing up, but he had to lose his accent when he got into athlete school. Cody used to get up in the morning, and his parents would be like, Cody, good morning. And he'd be like, Wagwan.
Wagwan.
What are you saying, G? What's for breakfast in it? They're like, huh.
That's actually how I was talking to Kelsey after I watched Top Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I've been doing it to Alina,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they love it, right?
Yeah.
They love it.
Swear down you just didn't leave the extra toilet paper for me and I was going to take a shit. Swear down. And then she'll be like, I'm going to get us Chick-fil-A. Nah, G, I got this other thing patented in it already.
Yeah, yeah.
In and out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I sometimes take a shit, and then before I flush, I get up, and I turn around, and I go, it's a mad ting.
Yeah.
At the poop.
Yeah.
Because it is most of the time, unless it's really skinny and thin.
Yeah. We're going to come back to that.
Yeah, yeah. We haven't really quite concluded that.
Yeah.
It is. Does that not happen to anyone else?
How
yours
thin?
Are always thick.
How
sometimes
thin?
They're like little thin snakes.
Dude, that is like cancerous. Have you looked at a poop chart ever?
Dude, I've been getting a lot of YouTube recommended videos for ass cancer for some reason. Could this be related?
I don't. Yeah, maybe it's like the 5G that's blasting into your ass is finally taking
actually,
hold.
Like,
and then the algorithm's like, yo.
Yeah.
We can tell.
That's what I'm saying.
The algorithm's
that's
like.
That's kind of scary.
Your phone. Man, imagine when your phone can smell. Imagine when your phone gets sent. Because that's all that's left. You know, phones can see. They can hear. They're going to get fucking. They're going to get senses, bro. Imagine when your phone can smell you.
It is really funny because no one thinks about that.
No.
It's like they, when you think about like artificial intelligence and AGI and like robots that do shit, you don't think about them smelling.
Yeah.
And that's a really funny sense to give them.
Yeah. Your phone gonna be able to smell you, dog.
Yeah.
Yo, it's cancer. That's what your phone says. Yo, this shit's cancer, dog.
Just thinking of a robot, you walk in the room, you're like, yo, Jarvis, can you? It's like, it'd be like farting on a dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They can smell it, but they can't really do anything. Wait, did I show you that TikTok of that dude farting on the dog?
No.
You're going to love this, dude. This is exactly what I picture when I think about farting on a robot. Hold on.
Swear down.
Swear down.
Swear down. Tell my man you just heat up diarrhea in the microwave. You didn't even save anything for me. Yeah. No, we got mad things in the microwave, bro. Hot shit. Hot diarrhea in the microwave, bro.
That's food.
That's food.
In it.
Nah, man, the road looking dry. We ain't got no food. Oh. Is this the dude who's like twerks at Central Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Happy
to love
someone in the park. Hey. Hey. Sometimes they like that little bit of like, toot. Hey, bye-bye.
Wait, Fawcett. I think the best part about that is him like playing it off. Sometimes they like that.
Sometimes you know, they
little,
like that.
The little toot. But all the comments are so funny. They're like, dude, if someone farted on my dog, I would throw hands. Yeah.
I don't think so, man. If oh, man.
I'm throwing hands.
Oh, man. Scroll up, dude.
Dumbfounded. Wait, keep playing it.
I gotta see that again. That was so good.
Bye-bye. They like that. Hey.
Hey.
Like dog like moves away too.
Bye-bye.
The next one is really good.
Oh, if you're listening on audio, what's happening right now is like a guy in a bulldozer is running over a dog.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's just the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just like, huh.
Yeah, it's a dog fight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a pit bull attacking a
child.
I dragged it about 10
Dude,
feet
this is
now.
Hilarious, man.
Whoa.
Hi,
whoa.
Doggy.
Hi, doggy.
Big boy.
It's a big boy. No, wait. There's one where he farts in his hand, throws it at the dog. Hi, Dougie. He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. Damn.
Most people are cool. He's just a skinny dog.
Sometimes they like you a little, like, oh, there you go. Yeah. Have a good day.
Just grab it.
Have a good day. Sometimes they like.
That sentence is so funny. Sometimes they like.
Sometimes
that.
They like it. Sometimes they like a little.
Sometimes they like a little.
Do you ever microwave your shit and feed it to them? Sometimes they like that.
I have a little diarrhea in a Tupperware here, glass Tupperware, so I can carry it with me all day.
Yeah. Do you ever take one of their turds and microwave it and eat it and suck the juice out? Sometimes I like that.
Sometimes I like that a lot.
So, what were we talking about before this?
You have ass cancer.
Oh, yeah. No, I actually have gotten like 4 videos for some reason on my recommended.
I'm not trying to scare you, but I think you have ass cancer.
Yeah, I hope not.
I'm not trying to freak you out or anything, but like that's like a sure shot sign that you have ass cancer.
Stage 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, dude, look up the poop chart. You haven't looked at the poop chart?
Look up the poop chart.
You haven't looked at the poop chart?
No, what is this?
Look at the poop chart.
Should I get a poop test?
Pull up the poop chart.
Should I get a poop test?
Pull up the poop chart.
Let's get the poop chart.
Pull up the poop chart.
Let's see the poop chart.
Pull up the poop.
Yeah,
poop.
Number 5. Like a thin snake. That's technically diarrhea.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like my normal stool. What's number 1? Bubbles?
Yeah, that's pretty litter. I did some pretty litter at the racetrack this weekend.
Hard separate. Did you?
Yeah, I did some pretty litter.
Hard separate pellet-like lumps that are difficult to pass. Or like deer shits?
Yeah. I thought they were easy. You know, little malt balls. Little Maltesers.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're fighting one of those?
Yeah, yeah. You were just reaching to your pretty litter and just pull out a nice round. Nope. Pull up the poop test.
Yeah, mine's number 7, always.
Entirely liquid, no solid pieces. That's the worst, man, when your ass is just throwing up.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's just got a tongue down there. Just, like, yo, chill. Bro, chill.
We went to a breastfeeding class last night.
Sweet for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just you and Sam.
Sucking each other's breasts.
Yeah. All right, Cody, your turn.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's good.
Yeah. It was good.
Getting prepped.
Yeah.
Getting ready.
Yeah. It was kind of funny, actually. It was like, it was a night class. It's funny, like, even in your 30s, like, all, like, if you sit down in a classroom environment, like, all the archetypes of a student still exist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it was a lady, like, came in, like, sat, like, front row. And then ask like way too many questions at the end, which like I shouldn't judge because she's a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
And she's probably pretty scared for labor.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
But I could tell even everyone else in the class, including all the other pregnant ladies, were like, all right, fucking, we're trying to go home. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, no.
Actually, one more. Sorry, guys. I have another question. Teacher's pet.
All these pregnant women got their one tit out. They're like, can you shut the fuck up,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we get going? It's cold in here.
I'm trying to put my tit back in my shirt.
What, was it a hot teacher?
What?
Hold on. Hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out.
What?
Hear me out. I'm
She's
just saying.
Like an 8. No, I'm kidding.
I'm just saying. Oh, no, no. I don't, see, this is how dumb my brain is. I thought a dude was teaching this class.
No. It was like a lactation consultant.
I mean,
I don't think there are any male lactation consultants.
I bet there's one. I don't think he gets a lot of work.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
He's like, yeah, sweet. Ew.
Ew.
He just, oh, yeah, that's warm. I don't know. I thought maybe she was, you know, just me being 10 years old, just sexualizing the class.
No, it was, maybe she was zero things sexual about this class.
She was upfront, just like, I have another question.
No, she was like a nurse that like has worked in the baby wing forever and just knows everything about lactation. And
got it. Oh, so she's just
fucking
off.
Crazy, though. Yeah, sort of, I guess, to people that don't know anything.
Oh, no, sorry. I thought you were saying the teacher's pet. was a former nurse, but the teacher.
No, not her. She was like a.
I was gonna say that's even worse. She's like she's passed the class already, and she's just there. Like, yeah, hold on, guys, I have a question. Yeah, yeah. So when you're feeding, you probably want to do it like this, right?
She's not even pregnant. She's just doing it for extra credit. Yeah,
everyone's like, all right, man. So that and a bunch of husbands in there just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you're all looking at each other, just.
How you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing?
How many weeks?
How many weeks? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, just had my last LAN party, so you know.
Yep, life's over.
No, just, it's like, what do you expect? Boy, what is it? A girl? It's like, we got quintuplets. So. We got to move to Missouri.
The last LAN party is good. Yes, R.I.P. to ever doing that again, I guess.
Yeah, it's had our last Mario Party session.
Yep. You game at all? Yeah, I used to. Not anymore.
As of exactly yesterday at 6 o'clock, that was my last time gaming for a while. So, I still want to get back to your ass cancer.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, because my whole point with this was the way I flushed the T-bell this morning, I did it like a claymore went off.
Okay.
It was, you know, I didn't want to do the, first of all, I didn't want to stare at my work. And also, Alina's been putting this blue, like, cleaner fluid in our toilet. So that, plus the work, I like the work.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold the work?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, are you on set? Hold the work?
Are you sure it was the cleaner? Maybe you had a Baja Blast. That could have been it.
No, dude. Trust me. I would have. They brought back a fake Fruitista Freeze.
No way.
It's hot garbage.
Really?
It's not.
That's the flavor? Hot garbage?
Yeah, it's hot garbage. Yeah. They brought back a new Fruitista Freeze.
But it's hot
garbage. I love Taco Bell. I do love Taco Bell, but this new wild strawberry creme delight, it's not garbage, it's just not.
Wait, this is what you had?
I had this like a few weeks ago.
Oh, this looks good.
It's okay.
Oh, this is the Fruitista Freeze that they brought back.
It's the fake one.
But it's not called Fruitista Freeze.
It tastes nowhere like a Fruitista Freeze. Oh. Nowhere near it. All right.
This looks pretty good though. This is more of a summer thing though.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I'm hating. By the way, Taco Bell, I know you got that secret kitchen where you make up items and you invite people to come up with ideas and stuff. Bring us both there, please, so Cody can taste the Fruitista Freeze, break out the secret recipe, and just let us have it one time.
And also, we could bring ideas.
Yeah.
We have a lot of ideas. Like, I don't know, like certain things that, like microwaving turds, for example. Like, that's where it starts. That's not the idea, but like we start there and then we brainstorm and there's other things off that.
You know, there's like this one idea we had where we collected poop for about a week and then we bake it in the oven.
Yeah. Like, you know your little, the cinnamon things that are filled cinnamon with twist. Cream cheese, yeah. Right? No, not the twists, the little balls.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Imagine these things, but instead of like cream cheese icing in there, it's like, you know, liquid human feces. But cream cheese flavored feces.
And we thought it'd be a cute little thing because, you know, when you look up
creamed feces.
Creamed feces. Creases.
Creamed feces.
Creases peanut butter.
Poppers.
Creases peanut butter putts.
Putts.
Creases peanut butter.
See?
Putts.
We're full of ideas. Invite us in there.
It just rolls off the tongue.
What is it?
As you vomit.
Creasy's peanut butter putts?
Yeah, Creasy's peanut butter puds.
Bud.
P-U-D-S.
Creasy's, man. I'll get the puds. Get the fried puds, please. That does sound like...
Can I get 12 Creasy's? Yeah, you
get
want
peanut butter puds,
you want them wet or you want them thick? So stupid.
So medium good. Well, so it's crusty on the outside.
Yeah, but just hot and warm on the inside. Yo, what is this jizzabun right here?
That's a pud right there.
Yeah. The women haven't laughed one. The women and the staff have not laughed once this recording.
Yeah, sorry.
They're just like shaking their head. SMH.
I did want to show you this post.
No, but bro, wait. Let me tell you about my Claymore Duke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, sorry.
It's gotta, I got to tell you about my technique. Because, all right, you know, like I said, Alina's been putting this blue. It wasn't my Baja Blast waist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the poop chart, I'm typically number 7, but all blue.
Okay.
Yeah. Just from Baja Blast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They colored that image wrong, right? Yeah. That's supposed to be...
supposed to be
the
red?
The water, that's what... In 1 to 6, the water is usually... That's my shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, what's up with number 7? Isn't it just Mountain Dew Code Red? Yeah. But... No, because I was laughing at myself looking at the work. But this time, I didn't want to look at the work because the blue cleaner fluid, the work is in there. And then I threw some toilet paper in there, so it just looked like Andy Gump.
Yeah.
You know, it looked like I took a shit at Coachella or something.
Wait, what?
Because, like, you know when you go into, like, an Andy Gump, like a urinal, they just got that blue.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I totally get it about the cleaner, but you usually have toilet paper in there. That's not a, right?
No, I'm just saying the blue cleaner fluid combined with the work and the toilet paper. Yeah. Yes, I normally got the TP.
Okay, good.
But that blue...
You're making it seem like that was part of the problem.
Well, normally I eat the toilet paper. But...
Yeah.
I knew the work was going to be crazy, though, when I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, yikes. And then you get a string out in there where you just strain the pasta. Oh, yeah, that's gross.
Oh, a little blood on there.
Yeah. Hey-o. Hemorrhoids acting up.
Yeah, yeah.
Henry's pissed.
Okay.
So when I hit the flush, I'm not exaggerating. I flushed it and I stepped back. I've never done that in my entire life. Because I just, from how the work was looking, I just imagined it hitting the bowl and then just and coming right back out.
Yeah,
and just
did it?
And, well, no, thankfully. But I've had... You know when you take a shit in like a public place and you get an aggressive water pressure?
I just had that at a hotel like 2 weeks ago.
You're like, I'm dead.
Yeah. That's it for me.
Yeah.
I got face herpes now, for sure.
Or you just cough. You're just like,
Fresh puds.
Was that a Creasy's?
I'm dead. R.I.P. I'm dead.
R.I.P. I'm dead.
Babe, I'm dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it for me, babe. Yep. Nice knowing you.
Yeah.
No, literally, I stayed at a hotel. It might have been the Rosewood, actually.
Mm.
And I, like, thank God I didn't stay seated when I flushed, because it literally, like, the water sucked down and exploded out.
So it went right back.
It would have went right back inside. You're like,
so empty. You sit back down. How was it? I have to shit again.
Yeah. It's just like Groundhog Day. Yeah. Just come back shitting. I swear, I just did this.
Is one of them tubes. Yeah, damn. Where'd it land? Where'd the water land?
Like on the floor.
No. Oh. But it didn't hit you?
No. Mm. I was standing far enough away.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I literally went. Yeah.
Clear?
Yeah, clear. I was chuckling at myself.
But you're good.
Oh yeah, I'm good, man.
Good.
I've been fucking Taco Bell up.
Yeah, I've been eating like shit recently too.
It feels good.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Man, slamming like 3 items from Taco Bell and just a large Diet Pepsi before bed.
Oh, yeah.
It feels American as hell.
Yeah, it's the best.
Mexican food started by a white guy.
Yeah.
7,000 calories 30 minutes before bed.
Yeah.
And then some cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And just a little bit of milk on top of all that cheese just to...
Did we talk about Crumble?
Crumble?
On here? Crumble. Yeah, Crumble my dick up and...
Crumble it?
No, I don't know.
Oh, you know what's a good one? Sorry.
What?
There's a racing league called IMSA. I've been trying to figure that one out. IMSA.
INSA?
IM.
IMSA. Like I'm so... Like I'm so something.
That could work. I'm so...
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, someone in the comments.
Yeah, yeah.
But someone messaged me over the weekend. They're like, are you into IMSA? I said, oh, no.
nice try, dude.
I blocked that kid. Nice try, man. I reported his account for abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just going around asking like really inappropriate questions.
Yeah.
Are you into IMSA? Anyway, sorry.
So Crumble Cookies. Can you look this up? On Twitter?
Oh, these are the ones that are made of hot diarrhea and poop.
Yeah, actually, that kind of looks like it is.
Oh, these are the ones that are smeared with rabbit shit.
So Crumble Cookies is like a big-ass franchise now.
Yeah.
You can buy one of these things, and the franchises make, like, you can open them up in bumfuck nowhere, and they make, like, millions of dollars.
How much does it cost to open one of these?
I don't know. But hold on. Before we look that up, can you scroll down? So this is the craziest shit about this.
These look so sexual.
Okay,
man.
Look at this page right here. Can you zoom in on the calorie info right there? What does that say? 180 with an asterisk, right? Okay, now go to the actual nutritional info for that cookie. I think you can just click on it maybe. What does that say?
Calorie counts are per serving. Serving sizes vary based on product.
And a lot of them are like 4.5 servings per cookie. So there's a like a pumpkin cream cookie or something like that, or a lemon one with icing on it. That's over 1,000 calories. It's more than a Big Mac, like meal, I'm pretty sure.
I'm buying 10. Yeah, this is suicide by food.
800, wait, that's not the worst one. Go, there's a lemon one. What's that one? Go up.
Dang, dude, they got doubles worth.
880 calories in one cookie.
That was like my whole Taco Bell order.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
And the fucking crazy thing is they're like this big.
If you have type 2, sound off in the comments. Could you like end it with one of these?
Damn, that's dark, but I actually want to know the answer to that.
I mean, that's what's the sugar? How much? Scroll down. How many grams? 40 grams of sugar.
Go to their like just normal menu. I want to find this lemon one.
What is 40 grams of sugar? Like 40 cubes?
Yeah, I also want to know, like, let's get some perspective on that as well. How much is in a Coke? Hold on, let me just look that up.
Well, that one's, you know, depends if you do it in your ass, off your friend's dick, if you put it in your nose, you know, just it depends where you do it. You're going to lose
it. It depends
something.
What it's cut with.
Yeah. You know, whose stomach you're doing it off of. Are they clean? You know,
40 grams of sugar is about 9 to 10 teaspoons.
Wow. That's not that much.
I mean, think about a teaspoon.
Yeah. Wait, let's
think about
it out,
eating right. 10 of one, those in a row.
Two, three. Well, it's feeling excessive now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, here's what we're forgetting. It's 10
Coke
teaspoons
of 39 grams of sugar.
Okay, so it's a can of Coke, but maybe it's what the issue is it's a can of Coke and then you take a block of butter and then you just go like this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now imagine, yeah, taking a stick of butter. How much butter is in this? I guess it wouldn't say, but how much fat? 40 grams of fat.
This is now the Andrew Huberman podcast. Yeah. You can eat... Andrew Huberman said you can eat 10 crumble cookies a day.
Okay, there's 92 grams of fat in a stick of butter. So this is half a stick of butter. Half a stick of butter. And then imagine like dunking that in sugar. And then pouring like 4 more teaspoons of sugar on top. And then and then microwaving that and pouring shit on it. Eating it.
I knew it. I was waiting for it. I'm like, please. Yeah, that one, that's what that is right there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called pumpkin brownie for a reason.
No, but isn't this just the most fucked up, like, deceitful, deceptive marketing?
Oh, and this is...
The fact that they list the calories with just an asterisk and then... You can't get to the actual... Like, that makes it seem like there's 140 calories in that whole cookie.
Oh, this is dystopian as shit, man. And then, you know what's going to be great? When they start doing ads with skinny people eating this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You show people who weigh 70 pounds being like, I love my crumble cookies in the morning.
Yeah.
Smiling next to it.
Yeah, this one has Ozempic icing on it.
We introduced the Ozempic buttermilk pancakes because, you know, we thought it'd be a fun partnership, and it's a cute way to counteract what's going on.
I was just listening to some podcasts. They were talking about, like, the new version of Ozempic. I don't know what the drug is actually called. But
Ozempic 2?
No, literally. It's four times as appetite suppressant as Ozempic.
That's good, man.
Yeah, fucking crazy.
That's fucking... Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how to get that.
Ozempic R. Yeah. Ozempic type R. The all new Ozempic will keep you never eating for
Ozempic
days on
Max.
Just shown a bunch of
Ozempic
people.
Ozempic Pro Max.
Do you think Ozempic would suppress my appetite to eat just a big bag of diarrhea in the middle of the day?
A bag. Like a shopping bag?
Like a Trader Joe's bag worth of diarrhea. Worth. Dude, just showing up to a picnic. I brought strawberries. Yeah. What did you bring? Opening up a cooler.
I brought the bag of diarrhea.
Oh, Luke. Nice.
Oh,
what even
God,
is that, man?
It's chocolate milk, but damn.
Is that?
That looks for like, a second, I was like.
Dude, that looks like bagged chicken meat. Just jamming a straw into a chicken breast. All right, we got to stop. We got to stop
yeah,
this
sorry.
Joke.
This
we have
been
to stop
a gross
this joke.
One.
I'm laughing, and you know, when people fast forward, and they're like, haha, okay, guys. And they're just trying to find the part.
Yeah, very funny.
Diary, hot back, eating poop in the sun.
Clicking 10 seconds.
What is going on, guys? Shit.
How long do they fucking talk about this?
Shit baking and the Austin humidity. Imagine eating poop
bag
through a funnel.
Diarrhea. Come on, man.
They get to 55 minutes.
Imagine dipping a stick of butter and sugar. Oh, okay, fine. Okay. And then pouring hot diarrhea. Oh, God damn it.
Fuck, motherfucker. No, that cookie is really like just taking a Coke can, cutting off the top, putting half a stick of diarrhea in there.
Damn. Oh, that got me. I didn't even see that coming.
Of diarrhea. A stick of diarrhea. Just opening the fridge. It's all frozen turds. That's going to be food supply in 2200,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude.
Gen Z, that's what you guys have to look forward to after the earth fucking heats up and there's no food left and you have to just...
Slugs and turds.
Yeah. Yeah, just cricket shakes and turd sandwiches. There's a 19-year-old listening to this like...
Should we eat the creamed turds tonight or the creamed bugs?
The Cream-Its.
Oh, man. There was a section of the class last night where they were talking about like how long
how
breast milk...
Bug burgers?
No. It was how long breast milk lasts in different forms. Like like when it's fresh, it can last like 5 hours on the counter or whatever. But in the fridge, it lasts like 3 to 5 days.
And then you raise your hand, you're like, what if I make it a popsicle?
Yeah. No. That's literally... It said frozen. But I should have been like, what happens if... How long does frozen shit last?
Yeah.
It's like, what? What do you mean?
Sometimes, like, to freeze my piss and shit.
Yeah. I can't make breast milk, so if I freeze my shit, how long does that last? How long does it stay fresh? I'm just wondering.
All the dudes are like...
I'm not going to feed it to...
Yeah, it's actually a great question.
Yeah.
You guys aren't asking all these... Now, if I diarrhea it in my hand and a little slips out, is that okay before I put it in the mold? Okay, got it. And then when I throw it in the fridge, about how long till it's hard... Cool.
My shit has been completely liquid for about 3 months. Do I have ass cancer or what's the deal?
It's all these women with their left breast out. Yeah, bro. Yeah, you should get your ass checked out.
No, I think I'm good.
Yeah, that's the dude way right there. Yeah. I've had a hemorrhoid. Man, I've had Henry chilling down there for years now.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually?
He wakes up every now and then.
Oh, but you're good. Like, it just, like, flares up every now and then?
Yeah. Well, you remember the story.
What?
I went and got the check, and you shamed me. Because they were like, would you prefer a male or a female?
Yeah.
I said, I'll go to the lady doctor.
Yeah.
And everyone shamed me. They were like, that's weirder.
Yeah.
That's weirder.
I think it is.
In what respect?
Like, checking your asshole?
Yeah. I
feel like a dude would be more like like it'd be like, yeah, I know. I got
the last thing I
too.
Want
I
is
how,
a grown
I know how
man's
we are.
Finger in my ass, and he's being empathetic to me. He's like, oh, sorry, buddy. I don't want someone to say sorry, buddy, while they got their finger in my ass.
Okay, but like, okay, so if you go to your like primary
physician,
and then sometimes they check your balls, they have you cough, and do all that shit. Is that a guy or a girl?
It's a woman.
Really?
My primary physician is a woman.
Really?
So I just said let it ride.
Huh.
And then
it doesn't really matter. They like they've seen it all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you know, here's
but
a
but I
really
feel like even with a girl, it's like a you know, it's fucking sorry, it's cold in here. You know?
I wouldn't care.
I know, I don't either, but I'm just saying, like, there is that sort of little bit for the guy, it's like I actually don't care, you know.
I mean, I just
what?
A handful of meatballs and I just faced away.
What do you mean? What?
You talking about your junk?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just, you know, I just grabbed it.
No, but they have, oh, yeah. You know, but I'm saying, like, just generally, like, when like for your checkup.
Oh, yeah, that person.
Sometimes they, like, check
is
your balls
a woman.
And shit.
Yeah, no, we haven't gone that far.
Ah, I see.
We haven't gone to medical fourth base yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just said let it ride. But here's what's really fun. After she put her finger in my ass,
she put it in your ass?
Oh, yeah.
Is this for your prostate or for your hole?
I got my prostate checked.
Oh, you did?
Because that runs in the fam.
Oh, okay.
The PC.
Oh, I see.
The prostate cancer.
I see.
So I went for a twofer.
When was this?
It was a little while ago.
I don't think you told me about this.
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
I thought I did.
Oh, okay.
This happened years ago.
Okay.
But I went in for the PC check because I was shitting sticks.
So maybe I should go
I was shitting
that.
Breadsticks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, do I have... And then I was getting the blood.
Okay.
And I'm like, maybe it's a hemorrhoid, but, you know, gotta be safe.
Else, yeah.
So she got in there. And she goes, yeah, it's just a hemorrhoid. We can schedule an appointment to, you know, take it down. But the thing is, like, they can just get agitated and come back. So I would advise just take care of it and, you know, kind of let it rock. I said, sure. I thought that was the end of it. And then I found out 2 days later we live in the same apartment complex and we were working out in the gym together.
No way.
And we had this little moment where I'm like, you've had your finger in my ass. And she's like, yes, I have.
And you have a hemorrhoid.
Yeah, and you have a hemorrhoid. I know what your ass
I know
looks like.
It's probably itchy right now.
I know what it looks like when you turn around and you hold your dick and balls in your boxers.
I know what the inside of your body feels like.
Yeah. I've been inside you. She can say that.
I've been inside you.
She can say she's been inside me. But
that's so funny.
She's got great bedside manner, you know?
Yeah.
I saw her on Zoom the other week.
Okay.
You know? I was like, hey, it's me. She's like, oh, yeah, ass boy.
Yeah. But how's your hole?
Yeah. But so, you know, her bedside manner is awesome, but I didn't want some dude in there. I don't want a guy talking to me about what's in my ass.
Okay.
While digging around in there.
Yeah.
You know, because I had another physician who was a male. He was like this vegan guy, plays guitar. So he had like spiky.
During the appointment?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, boom. You gotta stay away from the whey protein stuff, man. Yeah.
No seed oils, man. It's number one thing I always recommend. Yeah.
He's just playing. I was picturing him getting in there because he kind of had this like dry, like Ben Stein delivery. I was just thinking, man, that'd be. I actually, when I think about it, I just pictured him talking too long.
Yeah.
Just digging around and they're just like.
So,
so it's starting to feel like
you're just spinning too many times.
Like, it's getting hard.
Oh,
you got to stop.
That's my G-spot.
You might get a little reaction there.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm going to fucking blow.
No, I just picture him like forgetting, you know?
Yeah.
So what neighborhood do you live in? Oh man, long drive here this morning. Huh?
Yeah, all the usual.
I feel like the 405 is always kind of like jammed up.
Can
around
you
845.
Stop? I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come, Doc. I'm gonna fucking
finish.
I'm about
to bust.
You know, it's crazy
know,
with
it's
the,
like,
the traffic. You know,
yeah, you know, around 9:15, I feel like is when it clears, and you have about a 20-minute window. He puts his other finger in. 20-minute window.
Yeah. You got about a 20-minute window. Yeah. It's you got about a 20-minute window. Yeah, it's just like a... It's a
what is that?
Crazy little thing that happens on the freeway. Where you're just wondering, like, is it ever gonna stop, you know? It's just kind of
dark.
Just kind of
I'm about to bust.
Crazy how they by the end of the conversation, he's just like just wearing you like a puppet. You're just
You're good.
Yeah, you're good. Oh, yeah.
It's a hemorrhoid.
Yeah. Yeah. Or are you just sitting there chatting with you? And you're like, are we done? He's like, oh yeah, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. That's what Jeez. Sorry, I got to
say. Yeah, you're all right.
Ew. Ah, damn. Should have seen that coming. Takes off his glove, puts in the microwave, turns it. 20 seconds. Beep. All right. You should be good.
Really glad I talked about the special in the first 5 minutes of the episode. I know motherfuckers hit off at 20, man. Out of here. No, this is good, man.
Ah, fuck.
This is a good throwback.
Yeah.
You want to talk about, you know, some classic TMG.
Seriously.
We were making mother... Dude, I was reflecting on that the other day, how many people we made crash.
Yeah.
Throw
Holy
up.
Fuck, yeah.
Our podcast has claimed so many cars, man.
I thought you were going to say lives. So I was like, that's...
No.
Dark.
I honestly think... I've always thought it'd be really funny if we spun up an insurance fund. Like, if we had a tier of the podcast that if you laugh so hard, you crash...
We'll
you can file
it.
A claim, and we'll try to cover up to a certain amount. Man, actually,
or if you gag so hard,
yeah, you can file a claim, and we'll just send you back a picture of our diarrhea.
Yeah, vomit insurance
to see if we can get you to complete. We'll try to bring you to completion. Nah, man, if you have gotten in a car accident from the TMG podcast, send the TMG account a photo of that. I remember back in the day, so many people would just. You know, I crashed on the way over to this, or your last episode got me in a ditch.
Yeah.
You know, just shout out to you.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome to have a slideshow run, or like, this is in remembrance of everyone's like fucking front headlights.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the cars this podcast has claimed.
I think our 6-year anniversary is coming up, right?
Wow.
Like what, next week? Few weeks
wow.
from now, 6 years.
It's kind of beautiful.
It's just kind of crazy. I feel like the 5-year one just happened.
It really did feel
Isn't
that
weird?
Way. Yeah. It's because I was gone for those 5 months.
Yeah.
So it just kind of wiped out time.
Yeah. Maybe yeah. that's it.
This is just a classic poo-poo episode.
An absolute, just a solid 55 minutes on shit.
Yeah. A solid shitter.
Yeah. Wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest.
Now that we're at the end and you've turned it off, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Man, they really bullied Drake on that ad lib.
So funny.
You saw the two mixes?
Wait, which one? What are you talking about?
Benny X tweeted the other day, he's like, the mix is fixed, so you download the new one. But they distributed a new mix. Where they took out a bunch of effects and then they turned down Drake's.
The money for fun.
Yeah, they turned it way down. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it was just like in the background.
That's the new one on Spotify?
It was. And then it's so funny, people complained.
Yeah, obviously.
They said, bro, it's not that, like, it's just a meme. It's fine.
Yeah, and that like helps the song.
Yeah.
They always do that shit to Drake.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. I mean, those little animations where it's like money for fun and it goes back.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. I know Drake was looking at them shits like.
Just angry as fuck. I didn't say it like that. It wasn't like that.
You just got that grin when you're getting torched. by the group, and there's nothing you can say. Just like, all right, cool.
No, fair cool. play, fair play. Yeah.
Nice.
Fucking stop. Fucking back off.
he's texting Benny X. Yo, you better get a new fucking mix in my inbox in the next hour, bro. Or he's doing a coy. Yo, bro, I think we should do a different mix. What if you turn it down?
Yeah, this shit's really funny, but like, let's turn it down a little
bit. Let's turn it down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It maybe it's a little overpowering.
We don't have to, but like, we should.
Maybe the humor is taken away from like the point of the song. You know, yeah, it's like, yeah. I'm not trying to be like
it's your production. I want that to shine. You know, like I don't like. I feel like your beat is getting lost in the noise of this. Yeah. So
just like okay, like it's cool, but we just you know we want people to vibe.
Yeah, and, yeah.
Okay, we're turning it up. All right. Yeah. No, that's cool.
Yeah, you're turning it up. No, the label actually wants us to turn that shit way up.
Yeah.
They love the sketches.
Oh, I can see it, dude. Drake. Yeah. Oh, my God. The Yeet song is going absolutely bonkers, man.
On TikTok.
Congratulations.
Our digital team is giving us some crazy numbers on this.
Listen, so we've already reached out to Mike Dean, and we're going to go ahead and turn that ad lib up more.
Yeah.
We think it's just, you know, super smart to double it. Hello, Drake?
It's going to be actually, though, we're going to...
he must be in the Bahamas.
Yeah, yeah.
Lost reception.
We're going to release a sped up version that's just that ad lib.
Is that okay?
Just money for fun, money for fun, yeah. Money for fun.
We're going to release a TikTok version where your verse actually never comes on, and it's just Yeet setting up for money for fun. How's that sound to you? Great. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and do a TikTok version. Yeah, we're going to need you to come in the studio and say money for fun about 30 times. Yeah, we think it's just good to get some variation in the track. So, yeah, that'd be great.
I worked with the same assistant director that you worked with on your promo this weekend.
Oh, Aspen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah, what for?
Music video.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Yeah. Aspen nice is... on it.
He is.
Very
just weird,
it.
You know?
It's all
small
the same
world,
folks,
I know, it really is.
It's all the same 20 people. You know, I got to work with Logan. He's grown up into a wonderful, accomplished production designer, but he was our PA on all the TMG stuff.
No way.
Yeah, he was the young boy that I was giving shit on Broke Bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he was like playing the music.
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, all right, let's go in for another take. And Logan, let's not fuck up the playback this time. Up, cut. Yeah, Logan missed it again. Yeah. Yeah, it's always, it's good to see the people grow,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's great. I'm even doing it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's great. I'm even doing it.
So crazy.
Girl, I'm even doing it. Yeah, shooting those promos was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kid is a funny kid.
Yeah, you killed those. They were great.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah. Yo, the communicating with a child to act is it's interesting.
Really?
You know, kids don't fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
They ain't always listening.
Yeah.
So you're like, all right, man, we're going to do this. They're like.
He was great, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck, did you hear the story of when I shot the Bop It video, what happened? Because no. They cast, so there's a kid in the end of the video, and they put out like a casting call for like a child actor or whatever, and yeah. Like four of them responded.
But?
And so then they, then basically the production person responded to those and was like, hey, it's here at this time or whatever, and they never confirmed.
Oh, sick.
So they casted somebody, and then two kids showed up with their parents, and they're like, they're like, hey, we're here for the shoot. And they're like, you never replied. They like applied for the casting call or whatever, and then when Friday Beers like contacted them, they never replied to that. So it was like totally their own fault.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, yeah, we're here for the shoot. And they were like, I'm sorry, we already have some. You never replied. And they were like, well, one of the people was like, his mom was in surgery for 4 hours this morning. He's like, okay, but you never replied.
Yes.
I don't really see how that... I don't.
Sorry.
Sorry about that? Was she the doctor or the patient?
Yeah. Is she tired?
And then it happened again. And both parents were like furious.
Sick.
It's like, how the fuck did you fuck this up?
Yeah. Wait, so it happened like, again on this past shoot?
What? No, it didn't. That was it happened at the Bop It shoot. I just thought it was funny.
Damn. Yeah, that's got to be a kick in the nuts.
Yeah.
They're just driving all the way over. Did you practice your lines?
Yeah.
Did you practice the face? Remember the face we rehearsed?
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
He's not confirmed.
Can you just fucking shoot him?
You know? Could you just put him in front of the camera and pretend?
Fucking pretend, please.
Maybe he's better than the other kid.
I fucked it up. I'm sorry. I was drunk. I forgot to reply to the fucking email.
That's what he should have said. That's what he should have said.
Yeah, exactly.
He would have, you know, if I'm the director and I hear that and he tells me that, we do the scene with two kids.
Yeah. I get it, man.
We'll do a rewrite.
We've all been there.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Budget it out.
Yeah.
Add it to the budget.
Yeah.
It's fine. We're going to be okay. Shake his hand and out it goes, man. Did you drive? No. You can't do that. And we're not supposed to do that or whatever. No, seriously, I can't do that. I have to walk to work now. It's fucked up. You see that? We talk about it in the bonus. But
bonus.
You see that thing we got tagged in today?
No.
What? About that glory hole story?
No. Wait, what? Really? I mean, I got some good shit, too. I've been saying shit all week.
Swear down you haven't seen it, man.
It's a mad thing.
Swear down you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it. Let's talk about it in the bonus. TMGstudios.tv, as always.
Yeah.
You can sign up for our tier and watch every single bonus episode we
You can watch
posted.
This. You can watch us talk about poop without ads and more.
Yeah, adless poop
and
talk.
And more. Adless poop talk and more at TMGstudios.tv. Also, go watch my special. Also,
yes.
You can buy tickets to my new dates. Also, there's other movies coming out. You know, we should just plug everyone else's shit.
Can I plug stuff?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm running the marathon. Yeah. So I just want to plug that. You know, just to make sure you're aware of it. New York Marathon.
Yeah.
I actually got merch coming out. Now that this is out, last Friday.
Could you say, can I plug stuff? Like a little, can I plug stuff?
Well, because you were plugging a lot and then you started plugging movies. I'm like, I got shit to plug.
Yeah, hold on. Before we get into the new live action Lion King.
Yeah.
I got some. Yeah. Yes, Cody's got some plugs.
Can I fucking promo some shit? What else?
Ross
I'll be at another prenatal class on Thursday. Yeah.
Prenatal class is going up.
Yeah.
It's going up.
Oh, no.
Mad things,
oh, no.
Brother. Oh God, Ryan's here.
The silhouette. As soon as we see the silhouette right there.
Why is he holding his ass open like that? All right, see you in the bonus.
Bye.
Goodbye. We just opened the bonus with eating diarrhea.
This week on the Bones.
The ending of this is going to fuck you up.
Okay, can't wait.
In a bad way.
Then I got something for you, dude.
I hope it's a guy putting his head through a table.
Oh, so what? There's like actually too many people getting sucked off.
I feel bad bringing that one up.
No, I'm glad you did.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.